Okay, that's good. We'll find out, as you said. Okay. So we begin a new cycle of Shiurim and a new cycle of Talmud Torah, new cycle of Kriyas HaTorah, with the reading of Parshas Bereishis, Bez Hashem, this coming Shabbos. The Torah tells us, we know, Adam Rishon and Chava created their place in Gan Eden, and pretty quickly they make a major mistake regarding consuming the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. And we know that the Nochash, the serpent, was behind it. The serpent says, beginning of Parak Gimel, Pasuk Aleph says, "V'Nochash Hayo Arum Mikol Chayas Asad Asher Asa Hashem Elokim." The Nochash was the wisest, the cleverest. How we understand Arum in this sense, from all the creatures. "V'Omer Elo Isha Af Kamar Elokim Lo Sochum Mikol Eitz Hagan." It's true. Is it not true that God said, "You're not allowed to eat any of the fruits, of any of the trees of the garden"? And Pasuk Beis, "V'Tomer Isha Nochash Mikol Eitz Hagan Nochel." No, it's not true. We're not allowed to eat from the fruits of the tree in this garden. However, Gimel umipriya eitz asher b'soch hagan, but a certain specific tree, we call the eitz hadas, a specific tree asher b'soch hagan, that's inside the middle of the garden. Amar Elokim lo soch l'mena v'lo sigubo pentamusa. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we were told, don't eat from it, don't even touch it, because it will bring about our death, pentamusa. And Pasuk Dalet by Omar Nochash Shalomos Tusan. No, you won't die, nothing will happen. And he goes on to tempt her, and he says that, you know, God knows that if you eat from the tree, you'll be just like him. And Pasuk Vav, it says, "Vatera isha ki tova eitz l'machol, v'chisava hu leinayim, v'nechmana eitz l'askil, v'tikach," you know, she saw that it was looked tasty, and it was attractive to the eyes, and it was, you know, I remember when I was learning this with one of my daughters, you know, when we came to this Pasuk, and I said, and so she looked at the tree, and she saw that it was attractive, and she said the fruit looked so delicious, and the tree was a beautiful tree, and she said, "Uh-oh, you know this is not going to end well, right?" But the pasuk begins to say, the tree was so beautiful, you know, it's just not going to end well. Okay, she's able to pick that up. But anyway, so we all know what happened. She ate from the tree, another man from the tree, and of course, this was the great chait of the Eitz Hadas. So it's interesting. If you look back in Pasuk Gimel, it says that she told the serpent that God said, "Lo soch l'menu and lo sigubo." You can't eat from it or touch it. Now, the never said that. Okay, the pasuk earlier, when pasuk Tezayin, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave the tzivut to Adam Rishon, it says, "Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Adam le'mor mikol eitz hagan achol tochel." You may eat from any of the fruits of any of the trees of the garden. However, you design a meitz hadas tovar lo socha mimenu. Don't eat. Ki b'yamachal chomenu mosamus. If they eat, you'll die. Okay? The Jew's death in the world. But it didn't say about touching. It just said lo socha mimenu. Very good. That's what I'm talking about tonight. But when you took in Rashi, Rashi says, "Velo sigubah." Rashi here in Paragimel, Pasuk Gimel, "Velo sigubah hosifa al hatzivah." She added something to the tzivah, and therefore l'fichah bo'alei de'giro. Therefore, she ended up detracting by adding. She detracted. Okay. Who shenem? I quote a pasuk in Mishlei, Paragimel, Pasuk Vav, al tosef al dvarav. Don't. This is the name of the major shabbat. Don't add to the words. Don't add your own stuff to the word. And one second, let's see. So first of all, it's striking that Rashi doesn't quote the Pesuk of Baal Tosef. He quotes the Pesuk of Mishlei. Presumably, Rashi holds, at least in terms of Pshat Lachomish, not really Baal Tosef, because it wasn't a mitzvah, per se. No, we'll get to that. But, you know, it wasn't the mitzvah, you know, the classic sense of the mitzvah. And also before Matan Torah, maybe. There was no Baal Tosef at that point, but it's still wrong. In Mishlei, it's not a, in Mishlei telling us it's a bad idea to add something on. What? Not only that, but that was one second. So it says in Pasuk Dalad, when the Nocha said, "Lo most to Musa," Rashi says, again, it's all in the Medrash, Rashi's getting from the Medrash, Bereishis Rabba, Parashat Yetzer, and Gimel, "Lo most to Musa, Dechofa, Ad Shenogaba." He bumped her into the tree, and she touched it. And I'm like, "Oh, you see, nothing happened. Kashem Shein Misa Menegia, Kachan Misa Bachil." You said, "You know, I'll touch it or eat from it. Look, you touched it, and nothing happened, so nothing will happen to eat it either." So this was a mistake that she made, so to speak, by introducing something which had not been presented. That's a question exactly who introduced it. Again, was it Chava herself who added this thing to tell the serpent, look, we were told not to eat the tree and not to touch it. That's how the simple reading is. The Chizkuni explained that she knew that, only eating would bring about death, but, Chizkuni says, lo sigu bo locha, don't touch it for the purpose of eating it. Which wouldn't work with that next Rashi. Next part of the message, he bumped into it because that wouldn't count. So she said, oh, yeah, because I wasn't touching it for the purpose of eating it. Okay, but the Kliyokar says it was actually Adam who told this to her. He added it on, not her. She took a thought. I said, you're not allowed to eat it, not allowed to touch it. Like, why? Because that's what he told her. Back in Perk Bay's Pesach Tezayin, right, or Pesach Yudzayin, or Meitzadas Tovah Lo Sechol, that's what we're talking about, Adam Rishon. That's actually before Chav was created. The next pasuk it says, "Hashem Elokim lo tov ayos Adam levado esela eizik kenegdo." So the tzivah was actually given directly to Adam Arishon only, and according to Kliyokar and others, Kliyokar here in Paragimel Pasuk Gimel, he was what told her, "Without even that, you're not to touch it." And so, apparently, Rashi seems to learn that Rashi says, "Hosifa ala tzivah," she added it to the tzivah. That's a question of the fortune, who exactly added on this extra step of not touching it, whether Adam told it to her, and she thought that's what Hashem had said, and she was very innocent in this presentation, or she added it on. Okay. But that's those are the psukim in this sedra. So the question, of course, that's in everyone's mind, is, what do you mean? Why is this a problem? I mean, what's wrong with the fact that, why we say it? It's a siog, right? We have loads and loads. It's in first mission Pirkei Avos. Asu siog latara, right? It's a good idea to make fences and safeguard things. We have loads of din and drabanan, which were imposed for the purpose of safeguarding some of the Torah. So this is a good idea. No, don't eat it. What do we say, I don't know, don't even touch it. You tell the kid, don't touch this, don't touch the esrog. You know what I mean? Every year is a problem. The kid takes the esrog, breaks the pitam, right? If you have a pit in the esrog. So it's don't touch it, right? So sometimes we'll say it. It doesn't sound like such a terrible idea. Okay, so that's what ends up happening. But right. Right. Economy. That's the way Rashi presents it. But still. It shouldn't have happened that way. I mean, so what it sounds like Rashi's saying, and then they're saying that the Kriyakar, it was wrong of Chava or other, whoever it was, initiated the extra step of not touching it to have done so, because the sacrifice didn't say it. He said, don't eat. Yeah, but big deal. I mean, we have lots of times. In fact, again, the first mission print cover says, Asusyag Latara. Or we have a Gemara in Yerom Asaf Chaf Aleph. It says, at the end of Parshas Achrimos, the last passing of Parshas Achrimos, okay, it says at the end of Parak Yuches of Chumash VaYikra. It says, "Ushmartem es mishmarti," right? Safeguard so to speak, or my laws. Asum mishmeres le mishmarti. You should make. And by the way, that's not only a mitzvah on Bezdin. We mentioned this in the past. The mitzvah on a private person also to make his own. if you're tempted to do an avera by doing activity X, so don't do activity X. Even activity X isn't also by itself. If it's somebody else, it'll be okay. Sometimes, in a certain sense, right? Yeah. But that's listen to Rabbanan. But I'm saying, even if it's not, let's say a person knows about himself that every time he walks to the bus stop, past this and this is a bakery, it's an unkosher bakery, and it's in the morning, and he's and he says the delicious smell of croissants as he walks by, he can't help himself. He goes into the bakery to buy something, it's not kosher. So a very good suggestion of this person would be, take a different route to the bus stop. Walk around a different way. Right? That's not a dindra bonon. It may not bother me. I'm not so tempted. But every person should figure out in his own life. I mean, just came to us, that's my tshuva, right? Every person should figure out if certain things tempted in their marriage and try not to do those things. So so there's really two levels. There's certain things that Bezdin imposed, we call Dinah Darbanan or Gzeres Darbanan, which are designed to safeguard. We have many, many Gzeres Darbanan. So what's really so, what's so terrible here that, we seem to find fault with Adam and Chava, it's just counted as a negative that they added on, whichever one added on, this yacht. So, there's an important Rambam. There's a very important Rambam in the. Not paper stuck in there. I'll tell you this here too. Okay, this is the Perek Beis and the Chasmamim Halacha Tet. Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Beis and the Chasmamim Halacha Halach, Rambam tells us that Bez and Agadol are allowed to darshan, and then they can make a gzera, right? Perek Beis, Hilchos Mamar Halacha Beis. Bez din shegozu gzera, or hiskinu takana, v'higu minigu pasha kol orcho Yisrael. Okay, and he tells you the rules, when a Bezin can undo the takonas of previous Bezin, etc., etc. The very end of that halacha, that chapter in Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, Hilchos Mamrim. Hoel v'yesh le-Bezin ligzor v'lesor dover hamutar. Bezin has the right to make zeris and to forbid something which is on a Torah level permissible. The yamot isur ladoros, and this prohibition will last for all time. Okay, the chayin yeshlem lahatir isurei Torah lefisha. They can even allow some of the Torah prohibits, but that's only on a temporary shas lefisha. And that's not a problem tonight. So if that's the case, if the rabbanon are allowed to add and tell you can't do something which the Torah allows. Mahu zesh is here a Torah, lo say so, lo so say, lo lo cigarette metal. What's Baltosif? What's Baltosif? What's the Isser Baltosif? That's what I was wondering. Okay? Shalom la hosif, I'll be very Torah, lo go man. Will it boah hadar lo oh, I'm shubin at Torah, ben betor shah, ben betor shah peh. Okay? He says, don't we have a rule that you're not allowed to add on to some of the Torah? So how do you have all the different job on it? The Torah itself, why is that not Baltosif? Why not?
Between making a sense before something and actually changing,
but then what? So when do you violate Baltosif? When you're not violating Baltosif? Now that's the question, really. That's the Rambam is dealing with here. That's when. Why is it that if the Rabbanan say you shouldn't even move a pen on Shabbos? Torah, the Midrash isn't allowed to write on Shabbos. Okay, but the Rabbanan say books shouldn't move a pen on Shabbos. So. Okay, why isn't that Baltosif? Why it's not? You're right, but the question is logically, why is it not? So there's a din of Baltosif or Baltigra, take away. Like we said, that he's going on the fact that the sometimes Rabbanan can.
But it's easier.
But even there, why you're not allowed to take away either? So the question is what are the gedarim? I just want to mention as a side point, it's important. They're actually the Isser Baltosif. There are two different types of Baltosif. We discussed this in previous years. There are two different types of Baltosif and Baltigra. One type of Baltosif is when you tamper with what I like to call the internal workings of a mitzvah. You take a mitzvah and you add to it. For example, it's supposed to be four. We just had Sukkot. It's supposed to be four minim, arba minim, right? Lulav, Esrogim, Hadassim, and Arabim. Lulav, Esrogim, Hadassim, and Arabim, right? So let's say the guy comes out, he has his lobe, he has his essay, he has a dasa, and a rum sauce is a banana. So he starts raising that. Okay, that'll be Baltosif, because you're adding on, you're tampering the internal workings of the mitzvah. Or a guy has in his tillin, okay, which has four parshas, right, four specific sections of the Torah, and this person wants to have five in his tillin. He wants to put in the Ten Commandments, or put in his bar mitzvah parshas, whatever. He wants to put something else in there. So that would be Baltosif, because you're tampering, or your coin, right? So coin. Comes Yontif, right? We just had Yontif, so he says the three psukim brichas kohen, and this kohen is such a jolly mood, he wants to give people a bracha. He adds another pasuk of a bracha. Adds another pasuk. Ashkifa, on kachem, on shemai, rechas, rachmiz, adds another psukim you can add. Another beautiful psukim of a bracha. He gives you that shifu mood, he gives you a fourth bracha. That would be a violation of Baltosif. In fact, there's even some discussion. Yeah. can you say to the kohen, Yeshakar, and he says, Baruch Tia. Is that a problem or not? So this is not a problem because after he came down from the Duchen, he already finished. But whatever. So that's the issue of Baltosif. That's one type of Baltosif. Okay? There's another type of Baltosif, though, which is Baltosif. That's about any individual. Any individual person could violate Baltosif that way. Or Baltigra. I'm going to have 3 minutes. I'll have three parts of my Tfilim. I would say two of psukim and brichas kohanim. I only have two corners and tzitzis, whatever. Okay, but there's a different type of baltosif which on a bezdin, not to stake in a bezdin. Make a rule that starting today, next week, every Thursday at 12 noon, everyone has to stand on their head. Okay, make a rule that could be baltosif also, and that's why the Rambam there quotes the pasuk. There's two psukim. There's one in Parshas Re'eh and one in Parshas Chanan. In Parshas Chanan, it's formulated in the plural, lo so sifu. Loso Sifu, and one is Loso Safe. Okay, the Rambam here quotes Loso Safe. He's talking about Bezdin. So the question, right, this the plural means everybody. Like we just had Sukkah, so called Kachtem Lochem, Lakicha Biad Kol Echa Reachot. Kachtem Lochem means you and you and you and you and you. Everybody's bound by this requirement. And so when it's in a single, it means the whole Kol Yisrael as represented by Bezdin. Anyway, so the Rambam, sometimes the Torah presents things in the plural. So, for example, by lulav it says lekachten lochem. So, who has to have a lulav? You and you and you and you. Everybody lekachten lochem. All of you. No, but when it's in a singular, it means the entity of Klal Yisrael one. For the classic proof, let's say by Sirus Omer. By Sirus Omer, it says usvartem lochem, right? To count the Omer. Who has to count? Everybody. Says. Everybody's got to count Sir. But when you count the Yovel, Shmiti is to Yovel, the Torah says, V'sofarto lecho. Not every person had to count. The Bezin had to count. It's in a singular. They've only gone through it. It's in a singular. Now, there are exceptions that always work. But basically, that's each individual. That's Rabbanu Hanukkah. I'm just saying, when it says it, because when you're talking to a group, you can say, you know, in English, there's no difference, right? You is you, one person, you is you, 100 people, right?
Unless you're in Pittsburgh, it's Yen.
Okay. Well, actually, it's interesting. In England, British English, I mentioned in the past, in British English, let's say, today you have a crowd, you know, so in the World Series, they say, the crowd is going wild. The crowd is. That's a single, the crowd is. There's 65,000 people there, so the crowd is. There's one entity. In British English, there's a Queen, they say the crowd are. I want to say the crowd are loving it. Okay, it sounds strange, but they're also right because so many people. So the answer is a group can be one entity. So when it's in the singular, it's the entity of Klal Yisrael that is one. And who's representative of Klal Yisrael is the Bezin. Right? Anyway, that's why he quotes the Pesukim Velo Sosa Velo Sigur. But anyway, the question is, so what are the Gedarim? So this is the Rambam Parag Beis Hilchos Ma'amar Lachatess. He says, Keita, Hari Kasa B'Torah, okay, he gives the answer. He says, what is Lo So Sevel Lo Sigur Menor? Shalom Hosu Adivar Torah Lo Yigur Menor L'Likbo HaDavar Lo Olam Shom Min HaTorah Ben V'Torah Shosav Ben V'Torah Shosav. But when is it Bal Tosif? It's Bal Tosif, even for the Bezdin, if they will claim that what they're doing is mandated by the Torah. Then it's Bal Tosif. If the Rabbanon add a law and tell you this is a Din Darabbanon, it's understood that it's a Din Darabbanon, that's not Bal Tosif. That's what you were saying before. That's a Syog. That's allowed. That's required. That's recommended.
That's
a Takana. There's an Xer and a Takana, but there too. If they would claim that the Torah insists you have to like Hanukkah, no, we Bal Tosif. That's the Rambam saying. And he gives an example. You hear? If the Rambam's point here is that if the Rabbanon will impose a law and say this is what the Pasuk means, then it's Bal Tosif. They're saying we're adding this law by the power invested in us and so on and so forth, by the authority invested in us, then they're not there allowed to do. So, for example, Ketzad, Hari Kosu B'Torah Lo Sivasho G'diba Chalevimo. We know that pasuk, right? Three times. Torah says, "Shouldn't cook and kittens." What is it? Or Piyah Shmuel Amdu Tarsh Vapeh is Shazah Kosev Osar Levasho Lechalechol Bosa Becholim. That pasuk means I'll eat meat and milk. Okay, Bain Bisar Behema, Bain Bisar Chaya. Whether it's meat of a behema, which is like a gedi, or a chaya, which is another type of animal, we'll define it as a domesticated animal behema and non-domesticated animal chaya. Okay, Avo Bisar Oaf. But chicken, turkey, poultry, fowl, that's mutum b'chalav b'natar. On a daraisa level, it's perfectly acceptable, perfectly permissible to eat chicken with milk, poultry with milk. All right? Now, in Yavo Bezdin, that's a fact. Okay? B'sar Oaf is not also b'natar, because it also says gibi, anything like a gibi, an animal. We call red meat, right, as opposed to poultry, right? In Yavo Bezdin, b'yatir b'sar chai b'chalav, if a Bezdin will come and say, we are going to allow Bisar Chaya with milk, that's Baltigra, Harezeh Gori, taken away from the Torah. The Yesor Bisar Ha'of, if they will Aser, chicken with, poultry, with milk. The Yomar Shu B'chal HaGedi, and they'll say, that's also included under Gedi. The Aser Min HaTorah, and it's biblically Aser, Harezeh Mosif. That's Baltosif. If there are Rabbanon will say you can't eat chicken milk because that's what the pasuk means when it says gedi, it means any living creature, whatever they'll say, including birds, that's Bal Tosif. Aval, im Omar b'sar ha'of mutar min ha'Torah. If the Bezin said, they may say b'sar ha'of is mutar min ha'Torah. The anu nesar also, we are asering, we the Rabbanon, the Bezin is asering it. But odia lahem shu gzeira, we're making this gzeira shelo yavo min ha'davar churva, so we want to have a mess to keep people away from sinning. Because Yom B'Sar Oaf Mutter Nation is Farish B'Torah, because people will say, well, wait a minute, B'Sar Oaf is Mutter, you know why? Because it doesn't say in the Torah. Well, you know what? It doesn't say in the Torah B'Sar Chaya either. So I think that's also mutter. And someone else say not only b'sar chai, but even a behemoth, it's not a gedi, right? And so on. And so therefore, everyone will keep saying it, and someone else will say, and it's not like that, but it's only its own mother's milk. So therefore, lefichach nesar kol bas v'kol afilu b'sar ov, ein ze mosiv ela osis yago tor v'chein kol kretzu v'zeh. So that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam's important distinction. Where the Rambam says that if the chacham make a siyag, and they tell you that it's a siyag, it's not an issur Torah, then it's not a problem about those, but otherwise it is. The Ravid disagrees in this Rambam. The Ravid on the spot says, "I'm a Rambam. Kol eli yisa ruach." Right? Shekol dover shegazol vasul siyag. Which marries on Torah? Hey, what was your motive? Like you were saying, they don't have to make an announcement. This is only a drabbanon. Whatever the drabbanon do as a safeguard for the Torah, that's by definition not baltosif. That's all you were saying before, right? By definition, it's not baltosif. Because they have the authority to do that.
That if you don't listen to them,
that's a different thing. That's something else. That's true too. But I'm saying what the Ravid is saying is that anything that Rabbanon do as a siyag, right, to protect the Torah, that's by definition al paltosif, al filo kul of gulodoros, vasuk shel Torah, v'samchul amikra. Even if they have a pasuk, we call that an asmachta. Many times you have a din Rabbanon that's connected to a pasuk.
That's
right? Kedashkecha, yeah, that's the one. Kedashkecha with Rabbanon. You garal if you talk shock, go Elio Bahar Kamo. Okay, if they'll take away him, it's Elio, offered Elio another, the famous story in Har Carmel. We challenged the false Nevi'im to want to bring a carbon. What do you mean a carbon? The basic victims are standing at that time. So how does he bring a carbon to the chutz, on a mountain of Har Carmel? So is a Harosh Shah and so on and so forth. That's not, okay. And he says, therefore, that none of that is about, that's a special din, Eslat Hashem. Velo timtza iser mosiv el mitzvah saseiko, lula v'tfilin v'tzitzik osaben, bein l'shar, bein l'doros, bein shakam v'dar Torah, bein shalok. Anyway, so the Ravid disagrees with this Rambam. And the Ravid is of, huh?
It sounds like the only thing with mitzvah that's different is, according to the Rambam, somehow they have to make a declaration.
Yes, they have to make it clear. Now, not to make the declaration, but if it's not, it'd be baltosif. If they will claim that this is rooted in the Torah, that's baltosif. It's not true. The Ravid says that even if they have an asmachta, they have a pasuk, it's also okay. But you're right, okay? That he says no baltosif, and that never doesn't come up. Anything that the Rabbanon do as a protective act is not in the parsha baltosif. Finish. What the Rambam is, unless they make it clear, we have to know that it's only the Rabbanon. Now, just as a side point, it's interesting that the example the Rambam picked here causes a problem because he picked an example. He said the example of a drabbanon, of not taking a drabbanon and making a deraisa is b'sar ov. The other one, not taking a deraisa and saying that it's mutter, is b'sar chayim. And the problem with that is that the Rambam in Perek Tes, because Machalos Asuras, Halacha Dalad, says actually the deraisa only b'sar behema is also. But in Perek, that's in Perek, actually in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Rambam writes, Ain osim in the Torah, l'b'sar behema Torah, b'chol behema Torah, that's it. Only behema, and not chaya. Dali writes, v'chein b'sar chaya v'ol, b'in chol v'chaya b'chol b'in chol behema, ain osim in the Torah, l'fich v'mutal, it's not osim in the Torah, it's only osim in the Torah, that people won't get mixed up. So actually, in Hilchos Machol Chasuras, he lumps chaya with oaf together. You know what I'm saying? It's an internal problem with the Rambam. Okay, the example the Rambam gives in the Hilchos Mamrim here is he considers Psar Chaya Doraisa with milk, right? And Psar Oaf is only Dorabonon milk. Whereas Hilchos Machalos Asuras, he lumps Psar Chaya together with Psar Oaf as only being Dorabonon. And he only uses Doraisa, most of all, as Taka Behema, which is Gvi, is a Behema. So the Kelamites are sensitive to this, the Kesef Mishnah. Here in Hilchos Mamrim, Park Beit Lopez, towards the end, he writes, Yes, you're right. The Hossam Kustar Milsa Kamar. That's correct. What he says in Hilchos Machalos Asuras is correct in terms of the halacha. Okay, because he passed against the Machalos Asuras. It came in the Chazimik Gemara, the Levi Ikol Lebei Yosef Rishbo Amach Asher Yehuda B'Seira Hava Amina Dil Madar Shleiker B'Yosef Agluy and some that there's another Shita, there's a Machokis and Chulam, which we're going to enact. We're not learning Chazbos Yecholim, but he says Lemaisa B'Sar Chayes Rabbanu. What Rama wrote in the Machokis Hasuris is correct. Okay, he was here. There is another Shita. And he's writing Aliba that Shita, because here in Hachas Mamre, who's not looking to be Kaveh Alokha regarding Bas Mechol, that he spoke already. He wanted to pick an example where within the same din, you have the possibility of both Baltigra and Baltosif. Right? And Baltosif, if you'll say Bisar Ulf is Daraisa, and Baltigra, if you'll say Bisar Chai is Darabonon, according to that one Shita. That was because there is such a shita, so therefore he means in terms of Hilchos Bas V'Cholam, he means what he says about Cholos. Here he's just giving an example. That's the case of Mishnah. You know, it's not the most intellectually satisfying answer. So that's what he says. The Radvaz is on the spot. Also, he says, Amayesh Kusha Gedola B'Divir Rabbeinu, the big kasha here, B'Didei Adidei, himself against himself. Shakosim Perek, that's Machosos, Machosos, Allah Adal, Chaim Sar Chaim, Opein Chalim Chaim, Bein Chazet, etc. Is Eino Osim Achim in the Torah, and here, Ocha Kosim Sar Chaim is in the Torah. And not only that, not only do I have a problem with the Rambam, that he contradicts himself, Tomati Al Arayvid, Zalama Le Sig was there. Why did the Rambam jump down his throat? Right, you'd expect Ravid wasn't usually that shy about criticizing the Rambam. You would expect that the Ravid to say, what are you talking about back there? He said the other way. You know, the Ravid didn't say anything either. You know, so there's a problem with both, the Ravid says. So he says, the Teretz Tovah Zedah B'Sar Chai V'Pluv Teh B'Kivir Yisrael Glili. Like I said before, there's a Nechulam Dafa Kufta Zayin. I'm an Alb, there's Machokis Taken with the status. This is by B'Sar Chai. So, L'Gabi Hilchus of Pasek B'Kiva. Now, Locha, it's like in Machalos, same similar to the Kesef Mishnah. Halach is like he says over there in Hilchos Machalos Asuras that Pesach Chai is Darbonon, but over here he wanted to use that example because again he wanted to have a mashal that worked in both directions. Okay, that's those are not the most intellectually satisfying answers. I think the Lecha Mishnah. The reason I'm not hesitant to say that those aren't the most intellectually satisfying answers because the Lecha Mishnah says it. Okay. The Lecha Mishnah says, you know what? Masha Kosha Beno in Paraktes was one of those surahs. Shasham Kosha Chaim with Tesla Tova, Lavashu Machal of a Khan Kosma Hepa, Kar Kosha Rav Kesha Mishnah Tarz Vidochik. He says the Kesha Mishnah's answer is forced. Okay, so he doesn't like that answer. Now, if he doesn't. He said something very briefly here, but actually he said we have to have a. But on the other hand, he admits that somehow you have to say it. You're stuck. But in the Hilchos Machalos Asuras, again, it's all side points, but it's interesting, I think. In Hilchos Machalos Asuras, Lecha Mishnah takes a little bit of a different direction. And actually, what some suggest, just a second, yeah. I don't remember who else who made this suggestion. Yeah. You see, it's interesting. We have our editions of the Rambam based on different manuscripts. You ever seen the Franco Rambam, which I have over here, or Rav Kafach's edition? Rav Kafach was a great Taimani scholar who did a lot of work on the Rambam and other major Rishonim and so on, very important Talmud Chacham and Taimani. So his edition of the Rambam, sometimes the, I guess I'll call the halacha break is in different places. Those the other manuscripts, certain manuscripts in the Rambam, the break in the halacha somewhere else. What do I mean? So here in halacha Dalad, the Rambam begins in Machachos Machalas Asuras. V'chein b'sarchai v'of. Likewise, sarchai v'of. Bein b'chol, etc. Eino osmachim in the Torah. The suggestion of one manuscript had that the Chaim B'Sarchaya was really the end of, the Chaim B'Sarchaya was the end of Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel said, Ein Osir Torah El B'Sar Beheva, blah, 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 the Chaim B'Sarchaya, period. Period. Then, Halacha Dal, we answer, Oaf, blah, 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 right, so that gets the whole question off the ground. Without a contradiction. He's saying the B'Sarchaya is talking with the rice is exactly parallel. But others point out, and the other Gersol didn't have like that. So anyway, it's a question. There's a lot of literature about what the Rambam meant. Most people assume the Rambam means la'alacha, and Sakhai is only the Rabbanan. And we'll leave it at that. Okay, well, let's get back to our issue. Okay, that was a side point. I think an interesting side point. But a side point nonetheless. We have a machlokas here between the Rambam and the Ravid regarding rabbinic decrees, whether the Rabbanon have to kind of specify. The Rambam seems to say the Rabbanon really have to specify. We have to know. Everyone's got to know that it's this or the Rabbanon. Okay? You asked about Hanukkah. Okay, it's interesting. One of the Svarim, I think, of Rav Kook, where he talks about Hanukkah, we have a very strange formulation in Hilchos Hanukkah. Right? I guess that's the next Yantar, 2 months from now, so we can talk about Hilchos Hanukkah. In Hilchos Chanukah, it says there are three options: Nerish u'Beiso, right? One candle per household per night, or you want to be Mahadrin, one candle per household member each night, and Mahadrin, everybody lights, go up each night, and so on and so forth. Isn't that a strange? I mean, we don't find that we have such a hidden mitzvah. It's not formulated that way. That if you want to do the little of, you take this type of one. Mahajah, that type of one. More Mahajah, this type of one. We don't have that by mitzvah.
Well, okay? A father can't be for his whole family.
I understand, but I'm just saying we don't have it. Or, so he said, similarly by Mikra Megillah. Remember the first Mishnah Megillah. If you live in the village, you read on this day. If you live over here in this regular town, you leave on the 14th. If you live in the walled city, you leave on the 15th. Well, what is that? Here you observe Pesach this day, you observe Pesach different day. And we have the other Shem Shogodas, Tachon and Dabonim, but not the formulation. So I think it was on the server of Cook, he said, Chazal Dafka instituted that way show you that it's a Dabonim. That's not to make it exactly like it's in the Torah. Right, that's something the Torah wouldn't do. It's an interesting proposal. But anyway, getting back to our issue. So this is a Machlokes of the Rambam and the Ravid. So it's interesting. The Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Nun Dalin, okay, Mitzvah Tov Nun Dalin. That's the Mitzvah Bal Tosif. So a host of our Mitzvahs of Torah in Parshas Re'e. Okay, Shenunanu Shalosu B'Tarshu Chsav Lo B'Tarshu Apeh. Okay, Valzen Amar Lososel. Again, the single as I mentioned before, he quotes this Rambam. Okay, he quotes this Rambam, and he writes. Then the Chinuch, who usually follows the Rambam, okay, writes V'Rove Amifarshim Yomru. That most assume there's no Baal, that's not the Ravid wrote. There's no Baal Tosif to add on a Yisyad, don't do this. Right? There's no Baal Tosif. The Rabbanah have the right to do that. There's only Baal Tosif, it's like you said, right? There's no Baal Tosif. We know who that is exactly. The Sefer Chinuch is. Sefer Chinuch, we don't exactly wrote the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, the Sefer Chinuch, some say it was written by the Ra'or, Rabbi Aaron HaLevi of Barcelona. It seems to be written by someone who was a Levi, who come from Barcelona. It doesn't mean it was the same as the Ra'or. And most scholars assume today it's not the Ra'or. Okay, we don't know exactly who wrote the Sefer Chinuch, who he's referring to when he speaks about his Rebbe. But anyway, he says, like for a person who says he puts five parshas in Tefillin and so on, or he takes two of them, whatever. Or he stays, we just had this now, or he sits in the sukkah after sukkahs. Right? That's the whole question of the Mishmeh Atzeres. Why is it about Tosef? But not for us now. Anyway, so that's what the Sefer Chinuch writes, that this is mostly, so Machlokes, the Chinuch says most people assume like the Ravid, there's no problem about Tosef. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But the fact is that with all of this, so now we can answer, at least according to the Rambam, our question from before.
Chava.
What was the mistake with Chava? Chava's language was, she spoke, Af ki amaro, I'm sorry. Priya Eitz Hashem v'sochar, amaro lo kim, lo tochu menavo sigabo. And when Adam told to her, Chava made up himself, whatever. The issue was, they claimed, that's the Raisa, they claimed that it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the issue. That's like, now that would work out well according to the Rambam. Now it's interesting, because that's what it seems to be. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Even according to the Raisa, you don't have to declare, but what if...
Okay, we'll see what's the Rambam in a second. Okay, but the Gemara,
the
Gemara at the very end of Chof Testament Aleph in the Sanhedrin reads, Amar Chizkiah, Minayin Shekol Amosiv Goreya. How do we know that a lot of times when you add on, okay, when you add on, when it adds, actually ends up detracting, right? Shekol Amosiv Goreya, when it adds, detracts. How do we know that? So Gemara says, one of the answers is, and the Gemara has a whole pack of answers, but the first answer given is Shenemar, Amar Elokim lo sochlem lo sigubo. The Gemara itself learns from this that it was a mistake, that it's detracting. Okay, that it's detracting. Because Baruch only told them how to eat it, and then here is we end up with a great disaster. All right, so that's in the Gemara. So the truth is, I understand, according to the Rambam now, that the mistake was Amar Elokim, right? That it's Baal Tosef, But according to, because even though she did it for as a siyag, right, or he did it, whichever one did it, okay, it was a safeguard, but still they made a mistake by saying that it was a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it was no good. But according to the Rav, you don't have to specify it, okay, so what was wrong? Right, according to the Rav, what was wrong? What was the problem? Why does the Gemara give that example?
The way I understood what you said is the Rav says you don't have to specify that it's not from...
Yeah, so therefore,
that it's not derisa, but this was the opposite.
No, the Rabbi said no. The Rabbi even said no. If asmachti of psukim the Torah, why don't you can make some psukim the Torah? You want to say this was stronger than asmachta? Maybe okay, but the question is really raised by the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch here, by Rabbi Hilchot. Let's read it. The Minchas Chinuch and Osa Aleph here, right? So Rabbi and Mitzvah Tov Nundal, right? I read it before. It's a Mitzvah Baal Tosef. Rabbi Luchas Mamma Khan Hissig al Rambam, etc., etc. Okay. Uswar Sam Nira came on that Torah Tibs Allah so Syogla Torah Mishmarti, Mishmarti, etc. In came to Mitzvah Torah, Oshai Baal Tosef, came in Shakhaj Baruch, came Shas so Syogla. We said, right? The Torah itself tells you to add on, so what's the problem? Barak Basay Shach. Only by Mitzvah Say. And he quotes this Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay. And, right, the Rashi Chumash, and I didn't read it, but the Rashi in Sanhedrin said it also. Right, the Rashi in Sanhedrin, on the Chav Tesh Amin Aleph, Dibra Masel, Lo Sigubah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Hisirah on the Gia. When we talk to Sefres, Giro, Shadocha Vanach Hashchav Ala Ilan, Ad Shadogah Baruch Hu, Re'i Shein Misa on the Gia, Afalachil, Al Tumus, the same thing. Rashi Gemara says it also. So the Chinuch quotes both. Okay. But what's the problem? Emes Mitzvah Tzor L'Hachi Ben Avera. Okay, what's wrong? He also says, by the way, Bavadai Adam Amar Lakein. He also assumes that the other Rishon told her. Okay, but what's the problem? It's a regular case of Yisrael Glachman in Kelo Shach Mosif. Udibe Haramba Micha, says the Minchas Chinuch. So Amar Lo B'Shem Hashem Yisbarach, Shu Baruch Hu Tzivakein. By the Zeh Hosef Shol Kedin. Vilo Harma Lo the Zehu Rak Shog, Velo Pech Hashbarach, Lo Nishor. Amar Lo Das Harai Vilo Asaver Klal, Kil Dvar, Rashai Lo Mal, Zerbonim Torah. Umucha Kedir Haramam. He said it's like the Ramam, he seems to be right. Except Ein Lamedo Halacha Shoch Agada, he can't bring a raya from Agada. This question of Minchas Chinuch was already actually raised by the Moshe of Zakenim. Moshe of Zakenim is a collection, one of numerous collections of Balei HaTosos al HaTorah. Some are printed in the Das Zakenim Balei HaTosos on the page of the Kos Gedolos, other collections, Moshe of Zakenim, other Zakenim, other. So here, in Par Gimel, Breishis, Pasuk Gimel, Lo Sochel Lo Yitzigu, Mikan, Kalamosa Gareh, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Lotzi, Rak Al Achila. Okay. Okay, that's a Rashi. V'kasha l'ri. Amor, the of the derech hachoka. Why not to say it was a hachoka? It was a gzeret, it's yog. Right? Kedisa gabe nozir. We made a nozir, schors will keep away and so on. V'tzorach ilam, that's the kasha. What did he do wrong? Right? So, the Ri apparently is holding like the Ravid. Right? The Ri apparently agrees with the Ravid that... and the Rove, unfortunately, like the Sefer Chinuch wrote it. If you do it as a siyag, you don't have to specify. So he doesn't understand what's so terrible that they did it. So unless you want to say that the rehold against it was before Matan Torah, there was no Yisrael Baal Tosef yet. Right? So the Yisrael didn't exist yet. Okay, and therefore, there was no reason for Adam to have to specify.
She did more than not specify. She specified the wrong. She said
right, but the Ravid said it's allowed. The Ravid said that it's okay. The Ravid said Let's look at the words of the Rabbi again. The Rabbi says, because the Rabbi, the Rabbi has said that many times, we find that many times, that, here's the word of the Rabbi. One second. Yeah, he says, the Rabbi writes, he says, we find many times that there's no Baal Tosif. I feel like Asa'u Kishal Torah, even if they made it like the law of the Torah, with some Chul and Mikra, and they based it on a Pasuk. Kedash Kechan Bekama Duchti with the Rabbanon, the cross, Machta Be'alma. We find many times the Gemara says, oh, it's only the Rabbanon with the cross, that's Machta Be'alma. But they're punching it out as a Mamashaka Torah law. That's the idea. Okay, so anyway, so the Riyas is Kashing, and like you can get out of Kash, but that's what he says. Now, what's interesting, so there are a number of different approaches to deal with this. Okay, it's interesting that an Avastar Abnoson, Avos Rav Noson is sort of an expansion in some ways of the Pirkei Avos, right? The Pirkei Avos, so it follows all the time in the same order. So the first parak of Avos Rav Noson in Halacha Hey, Asu Siag LaTorah, right? And he's supposed to make a Siag, like you mentioned. And you know, many people who did, and it's elaborated upon. In fact, in Parak Beis, the Avos Rav Noson writes, sometimes the Torah itself makes a Siag. The Torah itself makes a siyag. An interesting concept. Sometimes the Torah itself will ask us something to protect a different Torah law. That sounds a little strange, but that's actually what it says in the beginning of Parak Beis. Ezo siyag she'as the Torah dvarel. So, for example, by Anita, by a woman you're not allowed to be with, she's not allowed to touch her, right? They're not allowed to touch, even though the issue is sex relations, but no physical touching in a loving fashion and so on. Yochol yichab kenav yashkenav, that is the beginning of Parak Beis, right? Harayom, but Isha, but that's a little sikrav. Yochol yichab kenav yashkenav, that is the beginning of Parak Beis. Or maybe they sleep in the same bed, lo sikrav, lo sikrav. So you have that. And there are other examples. In fact, there's Reb Yosef Engel. I think it was just now his 100th year, I think. So, maybe today, Reb Yosef Engel was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a big bucky. Most people knew everything about Peh. So he has among his many Svarim a sefer called Lekach Tov. Tov in Gematria is 17. There's 17 essays in this sefer Lekach Tov. So different topics. You can tell he was one of these people who just knew everything about Peh, because in his Svarim, not that I'm such a big expert, but I've read a number of things from him. When he brings you Rayas, the Rayas are not in any order. This Gemara, that Gemara, it's whatever came to his head. You know, it's not like it follows the order of the Shas or the Shulchan Aruch, just, you know, as he thought of it. So, I mentioned in the past, there's a joke in the same yeshiva, is that what's the difference between Reb Yosef Engel and Reb Chaim Brisker? And the answer is 15 terutzim, meaning that Reb Chaim had one terutz, and he had Reb Chaim's terutz and 15 others. Now, for the Briskers, that's a chisaron. Because there cannot be 15 correct answers. There's got to be only one truth. I can't have something different. Okay. Anyway, but Reb Engel, he quotes, he knows from all over. See, one in Sefer Lekach Tov, he gives a list, I think, of 17 or something like that, examples of where the Torah itself made it. So according to some Rishonim or others. For example, one of the more famous ones, according to the Ran, in Sochem, the reason is an Isser of Bayirah, Bayimah, Seh Chometz, it shouldn't come to eat it. He used to eat it all year long. So he better not have it in the house, otherwise he'll eat it by the way. So, again, not everyone agrees with all of them, and there are other examples, and so on. And that's interesting, in someone from YU, I remember Rabbi Winevsky, right? Zichron Levracha. Rabbi Winevsky was he learned around the issue, he was blind, he was a Saganoi, he developed blindness as a younger adult, but he knew also a tremendous amount, and he'd been in the library a lot, in the base managers. So when he passed away, they put out a sefer called Ksonas Yosef, the collection of the Divrei Torah in his memory. So he liked the Reb Engel's writings very much. So they asked, I remember Reb Shechter, should I write something? Should I write something from Reb Engel's? I did. Okay. So, but not everything in the book was Reb Engel, but a lot of stuff was. So Rabbi Feldman from here, Tinek, or Daniel Feldman, wrote something. He said, hang on, this piece about the, you know, the. So he had a handful of other examples, which he was saying, didn't quote, were also the Tarsius Makers Yog. I pointed out the emptiness. I found something in a different Sefer, Yosef Engel, where he mentioned it too, and he didn't include it in the other Sefer. He mentions, for example, this in Parshas Korach, it says, Lo Yecha Korach Achadoso, now it'll be like Korach and his Eda. So Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, we're not allowed to make a machlokas. That's what it means. You're not allowed to make a machlokas. And I think Yosef Engel in Sanhedrin, of Kufal of Right, because it's a little sisna sachich, it's a syog to mention hating somebody else. So okay, anyway. So but yeah, I have this concept in Avos Rav Noson, but nevertheless, it gives an example in Perek Aleph in Alocha Hey, it says Azus Syog should also other Rishon Dvarim. What's an example of a syog that other Rishon made? Hari Omer Perek Beis. And in other words, lo rotza adam harishon lo malachava kederach shomer lakadosh baruch hu elakacham alav also siag ledor yosim harishon lakadosh baruch hu upriya eitz asher besoch agar amar lokim lo soch lo singo bimer lo singo bo. Okay, well that seems to be saying in a complimentary fashion. It was the right thing to do. Right? And then the Nochash came and fouled everything up. Okay, he's the one made the problem. But, the you know, ostensibly, you know, you know, it wasn't such a bad thing, at least according to this approach. Okay? Yeah. You have to say maybe that other Gemara in Sanhedrin, it could be Machlokas, how do you read the Pesukim really? That's what I'm trying to point out. It could be different ways to understand this whole episode in the Chumash. Was it a good thing or a bad thing? You know, in the Avos Rav Noson, at least in this presentation, it wasn't a bad thing. The Gemara in Sanhedrin learned that there was a bad thing. Okay? Well, it's interesting. the bottom of the... One minute. In a regular print of the Avot Avnos and the Vilna Shas, you have the Nusach Hagro. The Vilna Gaon's Nusach of the Avot Avnos. So he changes words here and there based on manuscripts or his own understanding. You know, the Gro didn't need manuscripts. So in Os Lamed, he writes, Mikan Afal Pi, in the language that we have, okay, in our text of the Avot Avnos, is a mikanam, or that it's proper to make a siyog, right? Mikan, so he said, and the Gron explained. But on the other hand, a disaster resulted from it, right? That's what it goes into. So Gron says, afal pisha tzorch adam lasa siyog ledvarv, lo yas has siyog meruba la'ikir. Okay? But you can't make it stricter, okay, than the original. And somehow, perhaps here, it was much stricter. I'm not exactly sure what we mean. It should make it stricter. Because it did say that they'll die, and here also said they'll die, but I'm not positive what that means. But you shouldn't make it somehow, you know, you can make a syog, but you can't make the syog, by definition, a syog is stricter. No, it's more restrictive. So I'm not sure what the goal means. But he said that somehow, the chait, you know, they're both right. It was right to make a syog, but it went too far somehow. But that's what the implication of somehow it was no good. And then that'll work according to the Rivet too. And then even according to the Rivet, they said it's from my Kodesh Baruch. Well, that's okay, but not really made it so strict. Somehow it made it worse.
Well, if you had a food that would make you sick, he wouldn't say, well, if you touch it, it'll make you sick.
Yeah, okay.
That's still the onus too, then it sounds good. It's not just
I don't know, but the ownership was the same. What were you saying?
I was saying, if something's going to have an adverse effect on you, you wouldn't automatically say, well, if you look at it or you touch it, it's going to have, it's also going to
hurt. Right, correct.
And then the...
Went too far.
Right, and then the, you know, the reverse kind of happened and said, the nachash bumps, you know, caused the bump in. He said, oh, see, you didn't die. But even if he would have caused them to eat from it, it wasn't that death would be an immediate result. It was going to be an over.
Right, that's true. The death didn't come right away.
Either way.
Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting approach. I just want to point out in the Minchas Chinuch, and, you know, this newer edition, 100 Shalim edition of the Minchas Chinuch, in the footnote, it's in footnote Gimel, on this mitzvah, Tuf Nadalot, Gamla Arrivin, we'll finish up, Gamla Arrivin also very gedola. Kevon Shomer came to Piachos Baruch Hu. Therefore, why? Because Havel Navi Shekesh and it's not by Mashal Shoma. It's not just that they said it's in the Torah. They said it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if, you know, in other words, not interpreting and passing the Torah. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid said that it's okay, Asmachta. But here, and maybe that's the government's also stricter, I don't know. But he says here, this is, he's quoting from Yerushalmi Perlo, who wrote on the Sefer, wrote many things. We've quoted many times on the Sefer Mitzvah Sadigo. So this Ha'ara Gimel in the Machon Yisraelim in Cheskeda quotes from Yerushalmi Perlo that the problem was that Navi Sheker, you, especially hold that other rishonim said it. He said something that Shachar Baruch didn't say. He said, "Well, Kim said it." I mean, that's not just an asmachta,
yeah.
Right? That's what you were saying before.
Yeah.
So you're mechaber to Yerushalmi. Or and he said, "Lachol apachos, habuchal mishana nevuaso." Or you're changing a nevuah. It's not a Navi Sheker changing a nevuah. Either way, it's not a good thing. So you know that even according to the Ravid, there was some sort of an avera over here. Finally. Was point out the Chidah, okay, in the Sefer Nachal Kedumim. It's one of his many Svarim. That's here on Parsha Bereishis and Paragimel Posigimel, and Osi Uches in the Nachal Kedumim. He says, Pirish Rashi Osifa Latzibur, and so on and so forth. Okay, Vadomer Kosher, the Inhi Osifa Negia Echnis Pasiv and Ochosh, Nemar Kashem Shain Misu Negia. He's bothered by Rashi. Rashi said that she was the one who added it on, right? She added it. So he said the Chidah said it's in question. Well, if she added it on, why did she fall for the Nachash's trick when he banged her into it and said, see, you didn't die? Well, she knew. She knew she added it on, right? So of course she didn't die. I don't know, you know. All right. Harayishi Adasha Vigihito Sevesesivu. Pirish Rav Kliyakar, he quotes the Kliyakar that I mentioned. Shechava lo sham big burak on a Rishon Sivalo, on a Rishon Hosiv. Okay, Shanagil Sag, but Omer Shanagil Sag. That's why the long kliyakar, why the nocha start up with her and not with him, because he knew it was only a siyag, but she didn't. Okay, anyway. Now he quotes, Then he says, but v'nela meharav kliyakar the tanya kavosai b'avos of nosan. The other rishon says siyag v'dover shahosif negiel chavim, and he too bad that the kliyakar didn't quote as a riot. It was Adam when we said from the kliyakar, we said from the avosam nos. Okay, amnam sarach lomar tzivu Hashem kilchasa charkach lomar shahosif siyag v'lo kamos shahosif am rishon shahosif b'stam. Okay, the nachal kedumim was it again that it didn't more like the Rambam that it didn't specify that it was for tzivu Hashem. Okay, that was his addition. Okay, so again, the Chidah also explains the Kal Karavus of Nosan that way. That maybe it's more like the Rambam. But in any event, this is an interesting question of how the Chachamim can safeguard from the Torah. Do they have to specify or not? Okay, I saw the name of the Chassam Sofer. I didn't find it in the Svarim. But I saw the name of Chassam Sofer that even though it was okay that she added on, that was all right, okay? But when she violated the Syog, okay, so that ended up being like almost like a double Avera, because she violated the Syog, and that led, Avera Goretz Avera, that led to the eating, right? She touched it, and then she ate. So adding the Syog itself wasn't so terrible. But you were going back to what you said with the onus, the mistake. You know, why is it called a mosif goreya? Because if you add on, even when the adding is okay, if you violate that, you're now doing two bad things, right? So that's something. Anyway, just some I think interesting insights into this. What is a simple story, but there's what to learn from it in terms of the subject. And that's, I think, important Rambam to know, an important chinuch to know in terms of Baltosif. And again, the Rambam holds that it's very important that the chacham have to make it clear that it's the rabbanim. And the Ravid in the Sefer Chinuch writes, Rov HaMefarshim, Ruba HaMefarshim, don't say that, there's asmachtas, and I saw it was wrong, like we said before, like Bishop Perla says, she went too far, they said, Mara Lukim, that's just an asmachta. Anyway, something to get some thought to. We shall go on Shabbos. So they do now turn off.
The original seaweed of not local.